Hey friend, are you asking yourself, is this what I really want to be doing with my life? I don't think so. I think there's something else that I'm meant to be doing. Welcome to the Painting Your Path podcast, where we have real conversations about what it takes to step out, be bold, and do you. I'm your host, Clarissa Castillo Ramsey. Let's dive in. Welcome back to another episode of Painting Your Path. I'm so glad that you're here. And before we dive into today's episode, I've got one thing for you. I always have something for you, right? If you've declared this year to be your year to have the best, most abundant, creative life that you've wanted and you've been dreaming of, I want to invite you to a special event that I'm co-leading with my best friend, Leah Benson. And it's happening March 24th through 26th. It's a retreat. And I just want you to imagine having a safe and legal mind-altering experience in the morning and then channeling that into a vision for your business, for your life that exceeds your wildest dreams. Doesn't that sound fun? Doesn't that sound amazing? And that's really what this retreat is all about. And if you want to learn more, head on over to the show notes and click the link there to learn more. If after you see the website and you have questions, don't hesitate to DM me on Instagram and I'd be happy to have a quick chat with you. Okay, on to today's show. I've got another amazing guest. Her name is Kim Tradewell, and let me tell you a little bit about her. Kim is a podcast strategist, business mentor, and podcast host. Her podcast is called Online Creator Podcast. After a decade of working in the field of health promotion, she noticed a shift in how people consumed information. Not only does the content have to be relatable, but the way we deliver it has to be unique and accessible. The power of hearing someone's voice and the art of storytelling are key to success. Using this experience, she started her company, May & James Co., to ensure that businesses of any size have the opportunity to share their unique brand voice with their audiences. Kim works with purpose-driven entrepreneurs, coaches, and creatives through her resources, strategy, intensives, and streamlining processes and systems. Kim brings the care and attention you need to amplify your voice and connection with your community. And that is what we're going to be talking about today, the power of audio, storytelling, and connection. Let's dive in to my conversation with Kim. Welcome to the show, Kim. It's so great to have you here.
I'm so happy to be here having this conversation with you today.
Yay. So I usually like to ask my guests at the beginning if they could share a little bit about their journey. And for you, I know you were in corporate like me, and now you have a beautiful creative consulting company. So could you just talk to us a little bit about how you painted that path?
Yes. Well, it actually hasn't been, I think like most people can relate to this. It's been kind of a slow transition for me to make my way here. And I'm actually still 2 days with my corporate job, which is crazy. But it's just been a hard transition for me to let that go because that's all I've ever known. But it's also been really exciting because for the last 2.5 years that I've dived into this entrepreneurial space, it's really opened my eyes to what is possible. And I was just telling like a good friend over the holidays, like I have met some of the most amazing humans in this online space that if I would have never taken the chance and opportunity in diving into this world, I never would have met. So I'm really, really excited and fortunate that this has happened for me. And I'm still so excited about what's next because there's so, like I said, there's so much possibility. But yes, yeah, so I worked in a cubicle, still do 2 days a week. And in population health, actually. And we started tapping into storytelling through presentations, and it was more live before COVID. And we were just seeing a real lack of people showing up for these live. It's kind of like, you know, trying to have a live webinar and you only are tapping into so many, but how do we make the information a little bit more accessible to the people that we're trying to reach? And so when we started playing with audio, I was like, oh my gosh, there is so much possibility with audio here. And it just started getting me excited about how businesses, no matter how big or small you were or are, can implement it to make their content more accessible, more reachable, all those good things.
Oh, I love it. And I totally relate about the transition out. And I think, mm-hmm. I don't know about you, but for me, I got to a level of income that, hey, I was beyond comfortable with. And just the thought mm-hmm. of that shifting and changing, that was a little bit scary. So same for me. Yeah. I did many years of sidestepping.
Yeah.
Until I finally, my coach gave me a deadline. She said, here's your first assignment. She said, here's your first assignment, Clarissa, yes. Write your resignation letter and you need mm-hmm. to put a date on it and you need to tell me what it is. And I was like, okay, all right. Okay. Yes. I think I'm ready. You know, after many years of dabbling, I was definitely dabbling. And
yeah,
and I think it's, you know, everybody's journey is different. And I think it's wise too, what you're doing. And I think it's great that you've got 2 days there and you have your business that you're building. I think it's really smart.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a safety net, but at this point, yeah. It's, you know, I know where my heart is and it's definitely in this business. And I see that light at the end of the tunnel and I'm just like, I like that you said sidestepping because that's exactly yeah. how I feel. I've been doing this for a little while. But I do think I need to set a date for myself and just take that leap of faith. But it has been a nice way to transition into the space because there are a lot of things that, like you said, it's not just about the income level. It's about even just like, my benefits and trying to figure mm-hmm. out how that all works because I'm not used to being an entrepreneur. You know, I'm used to being in this unionized, safe position and going from that to like jumping out and going, okay, this is all on me now. So I'm definitely, I've written some notes about, okay, how to like make sure that I'm set and ready to be able to take on some of those responsibilities of, you know, being responsible with my financial piece of my business, not just the creative piece.
Yeah. Yeah. So smart. Mm. And I also wanted to ask you, so I love the name of your company. It's May and James Co. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, I'm going to have to ask her, how did you come about with that name?
Well, I think it's funny because I can be, I can really get hung up in that creative space of figuring out names for whether it's courses or, you know, things that we're working on, the name of the podcast, you know, all those things. And when I started thinking about, okay, what am I trying to build here? And I don't want that to hang me up from starting. I just immediately went to my kids and were like, this May is my daughter's middle name and James is my son's middle name. And I'm hoping that through this journey, I can show them what's possible so that maybe they can carry on something, a part of this into their own careers and lives. And I'm so excited about that. May was like my grandma's name and my husband's grandma's name. So it has a lot of family history. And James, oh my gosh, like Jason, that's my husband's middle name and his dad's name and his, you know, it's like this family history. And yes. It just made sense to kind of carry that through into this space.
Oh, I love that. And I just thought, oh, what a nice legacy for your family.
I'm hoping.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. beautiful. That's beautiful.
Thanks.
All right. So let's shift gears a little bit. Mm-hmm. I love that your company is all about audio content.
Yes.
And I love that you also are doing, if I understood right, more storytelling mm-hmm. Work with. Were you doing that in corporate too? Is that also part of?
Yeah. So when we would bring in like educators and presenters on certain topics for certain audiences, that was always a part of it, right? And I think when we go to presentations and the things that we remember the most are the storytelling piece of those presentations, right? So when I work with clients, it's always about how to bring out that true authentic self in the audio content that they develop. And I say audio assets or audio content because podcasting, it doesn't have to be for everybody, but audio can be. So how, you know, we work together to figure out what could that potentially look like for them in their business to be able to share their voices, to be able to be known and heard as the experts in their field. I feel like there's so much power. And I think both of us have talked about that in hearing someone's voice. And I know people say that it is really intimate. I don't want to keep beating that down, but it's so true. I mean, how many times have we like thrown on a presentation or a podcast and started listening? And we were like, I know I have, I will give it a few minutes. And if I'm not feeling the person, I'm not, you know, it's that
right.
You just kind of feel it through their voice. And if I'm not feeling it, I move on to the next one. Like I have a Rolodex, you know, and I'm willing to try and I will try again because maybe it was an off day, but I just really feel like I can truly feel that person's like vibe through their audio and know if it's someone that I want to be able to trust and learn from and potentially work with.
Oh, yes. And I think it's so important because, and I love that that's a through line for what you're doing in your day job to your business. Yeah. And I can see how that's your niche. Mm-hmm. And I think in the corporate space, we need to inject more stories. So thank God for you and what you're doing because information is great, but I think people truly get transformations because they can hear how the story relates to the information and what that person's story, you know, what it did for them and how if I can do it, you can do it too.
Yeah. And I think the other thing is that, whether it was in the corporate world or in this online space, people get hung up too with, there's already this content out there. People are already talking about it, but they're not talking about it through your lens, through your journey. You know, people can learn from you if you are authentically inspired and excited, and they can hear that, they can feel that, and they can resonate with that when that comes through. You know, it's funny because I didn't think I had a lot to offer too. It's the same thing. I work with clients, bringing it out of them. And then I'm like, oh, I'll just keep putting this off. I'll put this off for myself. And then I was like, wait a second. Like I have a story to tell too. I have excitement when I work with people. So why can't I start and try and see if it resonates with someone else that might be a little bit quieter? Because you don't have to be the loudest person in the room to be heard.
No. And I often think that it's that quiet voice. It's that shaky voice that really people can connect with. And I was, as we were talking right now, I did a summit last year called the Creative Abundant Leadership Summit. I'm going to do it again. And one of the gals who was my speaker, she had a really powerful story and she was nervous to tell it, but I really encouraged her because I was like, so many people are going to, your message is so great. Mm-hmm. So she had her part, shaky voice. But she got through it and the love for her in the chat and after it just helped people, you know, feel seen, feel heard, feel understood. Yes. And so I think that's the power of that quieter voice.
Yeah. And finding your quiet confidence because it can be pretty amazing when you tap into it.
For sure. Kim, I wanted to ask, audio is beyond podcasting.
Yes.
And it's definitely, I love the storytelling. Is there anything else with audio content that maybe people aren't familiar with that you want them to explore or learn more about?
Yes. Okay. So I think people are just starting to see the possibilities of what you can do outside of just podcasting. So, there is private feeds. So the difference between private and public feeds is that a private feed has to, you have to give someone a specific RSS link to be able to listen to it. And you can, the other cool thing about having that specific link is that you can even have it date specific. So you can have that kind of anticipation of getting it dropped during or at a certain date and only being available until a certain date, which is pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah. Versus, you know, a traditional public podcast that is available and searchable anywhere, you know, where you listen to your podcast. So Google Podcasts or iTunes or wherever you may go to listen to your traditional podcast. A private feed can be listened to through those as well, but it's again that private or that specific link. So think about in your business how cool it could be to deliver content through audio. So we, that's the other thing. I think people get hung up on and saying like, well, okay, I don't have the time and the capacity to develop, you know, content weekly. But if you did a private, I always think of them as like mini episodes or mini podcast episodes under a certain umbrella, under a certain topic in your business. And, you know, we do this all the time when we're developing live webinars and mini courses. Is there a way to develop that content or those webinars through an audio option? I just think people need to really be thoughtful and aware that people are busy, lives are busy.
Right.
And you need to make your content as accessible as possible. We want the people that are signing up for our webinars, signing up for our courses to be successful. The, you know, and how do we make them successful? By creating content that is not only valuable, but by creating content that they can access on their time and on their terms so that they can complete it. And that's what we want at the end of the day. So it's not only like that value-driven impact, but also, you know, making it accessible. So there's so many different ways you can use private feeds. I even love the idea of using it like niche specifically. So I've already talked about how you can use it as like course content or education purposes, but niche specific, like let's say you sent out weekly meditations to your, you know, if meditation was part of your umbrella and your work with your clients, like how cool would it be to get a specific meditation once a week? Or, you know, maybe it was like 5 days this week, I'm going to send you, you know, your own meditation that you can listen to on your own time. You know, it really makes your client feel like they are seen and heard, like in a really intimate way. You know, I've seen people use it for cooking classes or for travel guides or tech guides. Cool. Like there's so many niche specific ways you can use private feeds as well. So it's really, really cool. Another way is businesses can use it, no matter how big or small they are, for onboarding staff or clients. Like, smart. I don't know about you, but I remember what it was like in those summer jobs when I had to like sit in a boardroom and flip through the orientation manual. I did not get anything out of that. But how cool would it be to like create an audio form that you could give your new client, give your new staff member, so that they can go for a walk and listen to it and see what they can capture, and you know, through your own voice and through your storytelling method of onboarding them into your world. So I just think there's so many neat ways to use audio specifically to your business that we can really be creative with it and have fun with it. And I think people are like even just feeling inspired as to, you know, oh, a traditional checklist, or what about a lead magnet that's in a private audio form so that people sign up like a traditional checklist. They're signing up, I'm getting them in my email sphere, you know, in my world, but in a unique way. And they get to really know who I am in my business or a part of what we do in a unique way.
Oh, that is so cool. That's all new to me. So thank you so much for sharing that. And it just made me even think like, oh, what if you put an email sequence together, but it was audio?
Oh yeah, you can. Yes, you can.
I just,
or even use it as an option on the bottom of your emails. Right. Like if you do like, you know, weekly emails or monthly newsletters that just come out, have an option at the bottom for people to listen through it, because again, we want people to listen to it as, you know, we just want it to be as accessible as possible. I had a friend in this online space do a live summit, a virtual summit, mm-hmm. and she had a piece or component of it as an audio accessible way. She was really watching the analytics through the whole, like, you know, 2 or 3 day summit. And she was getting frustrated because she's like, wow, we're just not getting the people or watching the videos during, like, you know, they're just not showing up for the live portion. Yeah. But then she sat back at the end of the day and looked at, you know, the content, because you can look at your analytics in that private feed to see how many downloads are happening. And she was like blown away by how many were actually just listening to the audio component yes. of that piece, of that speaker's piece. So you can really tap in and use those analytics so that you can lean into those subjects too, the ones that are being more engaged with. And there's so many cool ways that you can use it.
Oh yeah. And I use audio too for my summits now. I think awesome. Very first one I didn't. And then I was like, oh, need to have audio just because yes. you're right. People are so busy. And I tend to listen. If it's anything, mm-hmm. a summit, a podcast, I'm listening to it. And that's just what I'm used to. And I can go for a walk, learn something, experience it that way. So thank you for sharing all of that with us.
Yeah. And I think it's too, just really tapping into who our audience is. And, yes. you know, if you're working with, you know, a certain population that they only have so much time during their day because they are busy. I mean, most of us are busy, but I know the best part of my day to listen is either while I'm getting ready in the morning, I throw it on, or while I'm on my lunch break, giving myself a lunch break, whether I'm prepping food, whether I'm going for a walk or hopping on my bike, instead of listening yes. to the music, I'll throw on my headphones and listen to that podcast that I want to capture, because it's all important. We all are here to learn. I mean, there's lots of different ways to listen too. I mean, people learn either for education or for entertainment mostly. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of true crimers out there that love listening to those. Yes. It's, you know, I am just a forever learner. So that is how I am learning right now. And if that's not an option when you put out a course, I'm really offended. that's how I learn, right? So really be really tapping into your ideal listener and who they are and what they're doing in their world, because it matters.
Oh yes, it does. So smart. So smart. Well, Kim, what are you excited about for 2023?
Oh my gosh. I think this is interesting. I need to tap into it more. You know, I was thinking I'd be more prepared for the new year over the holidays, and I wasn't, because life just happens. So now I'm at the end of January, and I'm like, okay, what are really my goals for this year? Because I usually give myself a word that I'm kind of leaning towards and working towards. And I didn't do that this year, but I think the thing that I keep going back to that's so important, and I think it's for other people too, it's the connection piece, 110%. Yes. So this online space can be really lonely, you mm-hmm. know, like, you know, whether you're a team of one or a team of three, you know, most of us have smaller teams that I know of. There are some bigger businesses too, but you know, it's a lonely space. So how are you tapping in and connecting? Because human connection is so important. How are you connecting with others and working outside of those four walls of your space? Because if you're, you know, I set this business up, like we talked about in the beginning, so that I could be out of my four wall cubicle. Yes. So there's no difference if I'm not doing that in my own business, in my own space, in my office here. So how am I taking breaks and looking after myself? How am I engaging with others? You know, not just work related, because it's not just about monetizing your business. It's about mm-hmm. human connection and building networks. And that's really important and powerful. And I think that's how a lot of us move forward in our business, but not only moving forward in our business, but moving forward and bettering ourselves and how we show up. So that's my goal for 2023, is just really getting out and enjoying life a little bit more outside of my four walls and human connection, whatever that looks like, networking and building that.
Oh, mm-hmm. that's beautiful. And guess what my word of the year is this year? It's connection.
Yay.
Yeah.
it's so important. Yes.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. And it's so true. You can be an employee in your own company if you don't pay attention. And yes, mm-hmm. when you're building, yes, you've got to work hard. Yes, you've got to you know, grow, but at the same time, but not at the expense of your mental health and your relationships and, you know, all of that. That's
100%
so important.
Yeah. Otherwise, I mean, I think that's where we see a lot of people just start kind of slowly fading out. And, you know, they could be complete, brilliant experts in their field, but if they aren't giving themselves that, you know, kind of break and that, you know, I guess just space to breathe a little bit and be human, then they're just burning out and just saying, you know what, I'm going to go back to that 9 to 5, because when I was there, I could just leave and not think about it. Whereas here, like, I don't know about you, but I'm constantly thinking about what's next, what's on my to-do list, all those things, because I am excited too. And I'm in an, in a growth phase as well. And I see what's potential and what's possible. So I'm excited about that. But it's also really important to give ourselves some grace and a break from this space.
Yeah. Beautifully said. Beautifully said. And I totally agree. And what do you do specifically on those tough days?
Yeah. Well, because I live where it's very cold in the winter. So these long winter months, I, you know, activity. I've just really gotten back into what makes me feel good. And if I haven't worked out in the day, I take a step away and I allow myself some freedom to do that. And it can look different. I'm tapping into yoga a little bit more, some active stretching, some cycling. Walking's my favorite thing, but it really depends on where I am and what I'm doing. Getting outside too for some fresh air with my family. I have a dog that I love hanging out with. So yeah, you know, it's just stepping away and getting out and having a good cup of coffee somewhere outside of my office space and a good cup of coffee.
Yeah, that always helps. Yes. I'm so with you on that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love it. And I love that you have, you know, there's several different things that you can pull from. And I think it's so important for us to have that variety and know what we can do for those tough days, because they're just there sometimes, right? It's inevitable.
Absolutely. And you need to dust yourself off and take a break. And again, you know what? Tomorrow is a new day. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Okay. I'm going to transition us into what I'm calling rapid fire questions.
Yay.
So this is new this season. And awesome. And every question I ask, my guess is, you know, some are the same, some are different. It just kind of depends on whatever rolls out of my mouth. So my first one was going to be, what is your word of the year? And it sounds like connection is a theme.
Yeah,
possibly.
I think, well, it probably would be connection just like yours. Yes, I think for sure it's the same as yours. It just really, that really matters. It's so important. And I think we need to, hold ourselves accountable for that, because that's how we make things happen. It's kind of like having those vision boards and saying things out loud to the universe so that we can make them happen. And, you know, having a word is great, but actually putting it into action is what matters. So
yeah, even better. Mm-hmm. How about your favorite book? Or a book that has really made an impact on you recently?
You know what? So because I am a forever learner, I keep going back to some of the classic for business and self-development. So self-development for right now is like The Power of One by Eckhart Tolle. I keep going back to that one. Nice. And Linchpin with Seth Godin for, you know, business 101 again.
Cool.
Yeah. So yeah, those are kind of like my go-to books for business and self-development. And then just for fun, because like, you gotta like, just, I love a good entertainment book. And so I'm kind of diving into the Colleen Hoover series, because everybody's talking about them, but I haven't even given them a chance yet. So I'm giving myself some grace in February here to not read for learning, but just to read to have fun.
For fun. Oh, I love that. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah.
Okay. My next question, coffee or tea drinker? I think I know the answer to that one.
You know, the funny thing is, I didn't actually tap into coffee. I loved always the smell of coffee, but I will never be like a black coffee drinker. Probably like I'll never golf 18 holes. 9 holes.
Yeah.
but there is a difference between a good cup of coffee and just one that's just like, you know, burnt tasting. And so I am like kind of a coffee snob. I'm not going to lie. I do like a good cup of tea in the afternoon. I try to only have my coffee in the morning, but yeah.
Is there a certain coffee region that you're gravitating to?
No, it just has to be good, like roasted beans for sure. And then yeah. I, you know, grind them up myself. And then I went back to the old school, like, I don't even know the proper name that you call it, but where you put, it's like a, oh, what do you got? Like a percolator on the stove.
Yes.
I went back Demi-toss. To that.
Yeah.
But I like love it. Like fresh espresso beans in my grinder in the morning with that on the stove. Good. Like it's like the best. Yeah.
Yeah. So good. And just the, mm-hmm. the aroma. Oh,
yeah, that's the best.
I love it. Yeah. Love it. Love it. And then my last question for you, what would be your last meal on earth?
Oh my gosh. I am a pasta girl for sure. I should have been Italian. I swear. Anything that's like a really good, like pasta dish, like I'm here for it. And Italy is on my place to visit. I'm hoping nice. This year. I'm hoping Yay. This year. Yeah. So yeah, that absolutely with a nice glass of wine, I am like oh, in heaven. Yeah.
Divine, divine. Well, thanks for playing rapid fire questions.
Love it.
And where can people find you, Kim, if they want to connect with you?
Yeah. So everything's Maine James Co. So on Instagram at Maine James Co. My website's mainejamesco.com. Yeah. Come and say hello. I would love to hear how you're adding audio into your business world, this year.
Awesome. Thank you. And last question that I ask everybody. So the name of this podcast is called Painting Your Path. What does painting your path mean to you?
It just means, honestly, taking the steps to whatever path feels right in the stage of life that you're in, and to not, to give yourself the opportunity, no matter what age you are, to take that path. And I think that's the other thing. I think yeah. we get hung up on, and there's so many different ways to take the path. Right. And like how we started the conversation. I mean, there's a lot of people that can't leave their 9-to-5 and their full time. I have had the ability to have a supportive husband to be able to only work 2 days a week so that I can do this on the side full time. You know, not a lot of people have that grace. So a lot of people are doing it in the evenings, on the weekends, and that's okay. Your path can look so differently, and just know that it doesn't matter what stage or age you are at in your life. Your path is your path to create, and just take the opportunity to give it a chance because it's pretty amazing.
Yes. Thank you so much. And thank you for being here with us today.
Thank you for the opportunity. I always love having a conversation with you. It's so fantastic.
Likewise. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll see you next week.
I hope you enjoyed my conversation with Kim as much as I did, and you know what I'm going to ask you, what's your biggest takeaway? Let me know on social media. And if you're curious about my retreat that's happening March 24th through 26th in Tampa, Florida, check out the link in the show notes. And if you have any questions, DM me on Instagram. I'd be happy to share more about it, answer any questions, and I hope to see you there. There's limited spots, so don't delay. And with that, we're going to close out this week. And thank you again for being here. And until next time, keep painting your path. Thank you so much for staying till the very end. If you found this episode helpful, please share it with a friend. If you haven't had a chance yet, please write a review and rate the show. I would love to hear your feedback. And I also have a free resource guide for anybody who is asking themselves, am I on the right path for myself now? Or is there something else that I really want to do? Maybe you're in that quandary. Maybe you're wondering what's next. So head over to the show notes and you'll see my Painting Your Path framework guide. Download it and have some fun. Just start exploring. And if you're looking for a community, please consider joining my Facebook group. And thank you again for tuning in, and I will see you next week.